To begin our program today, Flint Mayor Karen Weaver reviewed the challenges and the opportunities for her city in her first State of the City address last night. Filtered water was declared safe for all to drink about a month ago, but the mayor acknowledged last night that the city will continue to pay a price until Flint truly recovers. That's a quote. Right now, the city's trying to navigate an uncertain and very costly replacement of lead service lines, and a federal emergency declaration is set to expire in 9 days, which has triggered some worries among residents. But the mayor also shared good news yesterday. A manufacturer, C3 Ventures, is investing close to $10 million in Flint. That's expected to create around 400 new jobs. To learn more, we welcome Mayor Karen Weaver back to Current State. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
The Detroit News reports that you struck a tone of hope yesterday. Were you aiming for that tone?
Well, certainly, because there should be hope. And that's one of the things that I've always believed in as far as the city of Flint and the people, is that things can be better and things will be better. There's a lot to be hopeful for. Even though we do have a lot of issues and a lot of challenges, there are good things that are going on in the city and that will be going on in the city. And that's one of the things that, in light of this water crisis, that we haven't had an opportunity to shine the spotlight on. What are some of the good things that are happening or that are coming to Flint? So we needed to do that.
What kind of response are you getting to your address? What are you hearing?
Well, actually, just what you said, that it gave people hope. There was optimism. And, because we focused so much, which we have to focus on this water crisis until we get it resolved. But like I said, it's overshadowed some of the other things that have been going on in Flint and some of the great things that we have that were already in place and those that are still yet to come. And that was why I was glad to be able to do that yesterday.
How would you describe the mood of Flint residents right now?
Well, one thing is people are still, we're hopeful, but we're frustrated. We're tired. We should not be in year three and not being able to turn on the faucet and just drink the water like every other place in the United States. And even though filtered water was declared safe for everybody, people have reservations about the filtered water, and that's where the issue lies. And that's why we know the bottom line is we've got to get new infrastructure and we've got to get new pipes. Some of the issues that happen with filters, we know it's a Band-Aid. Band-Aids can work, but you have to replace them. You have to put them on right, and we have a lot of people where that's a challenge for, and some people still have the kinds of sinks and faucets where the filter does not work, and they have to use the pitcher, and that's a big inconvenience. And so, going into year three, we're still on bottled and filtered water, except for those homes where new pipes have been put in.
Let's spend another minute or so here on this lead service line replacement challenge that you have. I take it some 30 lines have been replaced, but there are literally thousands more. And it's a slow, and it's turning out to be, I guess, a much more expensive process than anyone anticipated. Right now, Mayor Weaver, do you have an idea where the funding for lead line replacement is likely to come from?
Well, we have some money set aside, but that's not enough. That's only half of what we've requested just for those homes that we've identified as high priority. And one of the things you brought up was it costing more. Well, it was interesting because initially, just for the Fast Start program, we had anticipated about $55 or $56 million, and that was for about, 15,000. And you go in and you find out not only do we have lead service lines, but you also have galvanized pipes, which is worse, we found out, than the service lines. And that's where the extra cost came in. It's like, whoa, we've got these galvanized lines as well. So that's what it is. So we've got, $27 million to start. And part of the thing that slows down the process, I would say, is, we still have that receiver transition advisory board in place. And so while things go through administration, then it goes through city council, we still have to wait another month for things to go to the receiver transition advisory board. And they should be meeting next week. And we hope that the three companies that are lined up to get started, the process can get started immediately after they meet next week.
How much money do you need to replace all the lines that need replacing?
Well, we're going to say that the entire city needs replacing because of the trust factor.
What do you mean by the trust factor? What do you mean by the entire city needing to be replaced?
I mean the entire city of Flint. We're looking for completely new infrastructure. One thing we know is nobody has been able to tell us when these, when our lines will be good to use again. You know, when this first started and we were trying to recoat the pipes, we were told it would take, 30 to 60 days. Well, here we are months later, half a year later, because this was December when we thought this would take place, and it has not. And we have not been able to get an answer. The only answer we've gotten is, as we continue to test and monitor the water, that, yes, the quality is getting better, but we still can't use it, and we don't have that definite answer. So, and then I'm saying the trust factor, because if I went out and said, you know what, and all the science has showed us that the pipes are safe to use, they've been properly recoated, there are a lot of people that don't trust that because we were not given information in the beginning of this, even though people cried out about it. And so that's why we know the only solution to rebuilding that confidence and trust is new infrastructure for the entire city, which could cost, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm. We are talking with Flint Mayor Karen Weaver here on WKAR's Current. State Mayor Weaver delivered her first State of the City address late yesterday. Back on Wednesday, you sought to reassure Flint residents who are worried what will happen to bottled water and filters after the federal emergency declaration expires, which happens in 9 days. You said
correct.
That the state will take up any slack with bottled water and filters at that time. Do you think Flint residents are less anxious about that, about the end of the emergency declaration after what you said on Wednesday?
Well, I'm hoping that let people know, because actually, because that was a concern, is what happens next. Does the bottled water stop? Do the filters stop? And we wanted to let people know that undoubtedly that does not stop. And so then one of the other things I was doing was really going to the water distribution centers to see what kind of questions and issues were coming up. And they were the same ones. They said they thought that people are really asking for extra water because they thought it would stop. And so that was one of the things they were glad to hear, was it will not stop. And one of the things I was able to let people know yesterday also was, until we get this water issue resolved, however long that takes, the credits will not stop either. So
they
needed
and
to
you,
know that.
And you personally, Mayor Weaver, are reassured that they're not going to stop? You feel confident that there won't be?
I'm confident that it won't stop.
Okay.
Does it mean we don't want donations for bottled water? No, it doesn't mean that, because we're still in a situation. That's what people have asked. Should we still send water? And we're saying, yes, please continue to do that. We don't want people to forget that we're still in this crisis and we can't turn on our water. And so we want water from the state. We want it from the federal government. We want it from volunteers and any place we can get it.
In a couple of weeks, various officials are going to be reviewing water data. What kind of data will you be looking at here, and what do you hope to learn?
Well, one of the things we've been continuously looking at is, we're treating the water, but when we test it, how do the lead level results come out? How does that copper level come out? Because those have been the issue as far as they're previously not having been corrosion control. But more importantly, we're looking to see that we get whatever the information is, that we get it from more than one source. Because, I know I keep going back to trust, but that plays such an important factor here. So when we get the results, we want to get them from MDEQ. We want to get them from our water testing. We want to get them from EPA. We want to get them from the outside independent person that we've contracted, that we're working with. So we need to get the same results from a variety of places before people, can start trusting again.
Right.
So if one source says it's okay, that's not enough for us anymore.
My understanding is that the data here in a couple of weeks, this water data that you'll be looking at, will also give you an idea about how a couple of initiatives might be working. One is a citywide flushing program.
Yes. Yes.
And another is a program involving additives to city water. Am I right? You'll find out.
You're right about that.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the things, we did the flushing program. We started that, and after we did that for that month long, we did see, you know, our test results came out in a more positive direction. And so we're looking to see that again, and maybe it's something we need to do citywide again and continue to push that. You know, right now people may be doing sporadically, but that flushing really, really helped the system because, you know, our system is larger than the population now. It used to be, you know, Flint was double the size. And so we had a water system that was double the size of the population now. And so we've got to keep that water flowing for it to remove things and to be good and to recoat those pipes. So you're exactly right. It's those things we're looking for.
Mayor Karen Weaver of Flint is our special guest here on WKAR's Current State. It's been a month or so here since all Flint residents, including pregnant women, kids, everybody, were given the go-ahead to drink filtered water. Some number of residents, I take it, you've alluded to this already, some number of residents are not doing that because their trust has been broken. What are you saying to residents who are still not willing to drink filtered water?
Drink bottled water.
So you're accepting...
You have to do what you're comfortable with. If I don't trust the filter, I'm not going to use it. So you have to do what you're comfortable with, and that's the message I want people to know. And that's why bottled water has to continue as well, because there are some people that aren't going to trust that. They're not going to believe it. And like I said, we have issues as far as the frequency with which the filter needs to be turned, changed. People that don't know how to put it on. We're trying to go door to door to make sure people have that education and know you've got to replace it at this point in time. Let me come and put it on for you so it's installed properly. And for some people, they don't want to be bothered with that. They don't trust it. And so that's why. And so you have to do what makes you feel safe and makes you feel comfortable. And that's why we need bottled water as well.
Governor Snyder and even President Obama were seen drinking filtered Flint water, I take it. And the governor made a big deal about drinking it for a month. Are you drinking filtered Flint water or are you drinking bottled water?
I drink bottled water. I'm in one of those homes where, you know, I was talking about the homes where the filters don't fit on the faucet structures that we have. I live in one of those homes. So I'm a person that's using bottled water. And that's why, and that was the other thing I was talking about.
At some point, Mayor Weaver, would you hope to be able to start drinking filtered water just as a message of reassurance to Flint residents that it is indeed safe to drink?
Sure, yeah, that's what we hope. But the other thing is, and here's where we're happy that that's what everybody has said about filtered water. But on the other hand, and that's progress, so I don't want to take away from that. But on the other hand, we wish we had known to filter the water when that switch was made. That's what we wish. For many, many people in America, the decision to drink filtered water is a choice. It's a choice that they have because they can turn on their faucet. And so that's where some of our anger and frustration lies. Yes, we're glad that we're at that step because previously you couldn't make that statement. But we're still saying, do you all have to drink filtered water?
We're running out of time, and I know you've got things to do, but I promised we'd talk about some of the good news. I was hoping to ask you about all of the criminal and civil charges here, but we're going to have to wait for another time to ask you about that. Let's talk. I'm sorry?
I said, I'll come back.
That's great news. We would love to. You're welcome here anytime. Some good news you spoke of last night. Tell us about the manufacturer here, C3 Ventures, that's investing in Flint and creating jobs. What are they going to be doing?
Yeah, we are really excited because, like you said, it's almost $10 million, and it should bring about 400 really good-paying manufacturing jobs to Flint. And they're going to be making some components, really their interior plastic components for the auto industry. And the other good thing about that is, not only do they want to focus on making sure Flint residents get as many of those jobs as possible, they want to give incentives to people. I don't know what the incentives will be. Bob Schaefer will let us know more about that. But they want to give incentives to people from outside the city if they will move here. So that's exciting news, and we need those kinds of jobs to come back. So that's a great start for us.
Flint Mayor Karen Weaver, our special guest here today on Current State, the day after her first State of the City address last night. You're welcome here anytime, Mayor Weaver. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.